5G weapons are indispensable to the global takeover. Allowing 5G to move forward is consenting to your own death warrant and to the annihilation of all life on the planet. How do you feel about that? While you're wondering what you can do, someone comes along with a petition. You click on it and now you feel better. This is called clicktivism. But is it going to make a difference? Let's take the example of the European Citizens Initiative, Stop 5G, Stay Connected but Protected. Let's look at what's wrong with this ECI. One, it's contradictory. If we're stopping 5G, why do we want to stay connected to it? Two, it assumes that 5G is a communications technology, but it's not. 5G is machine-to-machine technology. Three, with 5G blanketing the planet from billions of terrestrial antennas and hundreds of thousands of satellites, just 4 years ago there were only around 2,000 functioning satellites in space, it's not possible to be protected. And even if it were, how would animal, marine life and nature be protected? Four, the ECI requires 1 million statements of support within 1 year from at least 7 different member states, and the Commission does not have to follow the request. Five, the European Commission is highly unlikely to take action to stop 5G. It's already said that, quote, a number of the claims made in this initiative run contrary to the assessments made by the International Commission on Non-Ionising Radiation Protection, ICNIRP, the body mandated by the World Health Organization to assess the risks for health, end quote. Well, one, ICNIRP is not an official body and has not been commissioned by any official international body to regulate exposure limits. Two, ICNIRP cannot have been mandated by the World Health Organization because it's not an organ of the UN but a private club. It has no legal basis in international law. Six, the European Commission states that, quote, EU exposure limits for the general public are always at least 50 times lower than what international scientific evidence suggests as having any effect on health, end quote. The so-called scientific evidence is being provided by industry shills, just as was the case with tobacco and asbestos until they were exposed as mass killers. Even before the introduction of 5G, our exposure was already 1 quintillion times, that's 18 zeros, 1 quintillion times above background radiation, 50 times lower is a joke. To sum up, it looks as if the European Citizens Initiative, Stop 5G, Stay Connected but Protected, is a delaying tactic to give the perpetrators of this war on humanity time to roll out 5G fully. So what should you do in response to this challenge? If you cannot change what is out there, your only option is to change what's in here. Change yourself and you change the world. Please don't click on petitions that give your power away to authorities that don't have your best interests at heart. Instead, empower yourself. You're not a beggar, but the ultimate authority yourself. When you stand up for yourself, you stand up for all life. There is only one path, and that is the path of truth and love.